Kind of like the crawfish party or spurt of the moment party is starting to grow. Michelle and Byron from Scottsdale have already signed up for your mass burning party, along with Matt and Mesa, who signed up 5 for his whole family.
All right. Well, when it's time, baby, we're going to have it. That's for sure. I promised we'd get to Patty, who called in and liked to talk about an issue in her bathroom in Glendale. Let's see if we can bring her into the conversation and apply our experience and help her in some small way. Good morning, Miss Patty.
Hey, Rosie. Yeah, I'm having a tiled walk-in shower put in my bathroom, and it's being put in. The older one was torn out because there was water damage and mold, which made some people in my family sick. So with this new one being put in, I just wonder what questions to ask the contractor to ensure that this isn't a problem in the near or distant future.
Well, once the demolition is done, make sure any residual mold is obliterated or encapsulated. And then the most important thing, Patty, is mold can't survive when there's no moisture for it to feed on. So we've got to make sure whatever we're going back with is installed correctly with appropriate shower pans and vapor barriers, moisture barriers, to keep the moisture contained into the shower unit where you want it. And then if mold has some chance to restart growth, at least then it's someplace we can see it and treat it as a little bitty problem rather than let it grow into an insidious problem back inside the walls. So just make sure they're doing it with a permit. When we're doing those kind of conversions, we have to have plumbing tests done on the water integrity retention of the pan. I tell you, that's one of my little pet peeves, is a lot of these bathroom retrofit companies that are out there are advertising they can do 1-day and 2-day bathroom remodels. Well, they can't do that and be legal and be pulling permits. So they should all be run out of business. But I can't get everybody on board to run them out of business.
Can we send them a glitter bomb?
We can send them a glitter bomb. So, Patty, you just make sure who you're dealing with has pulled a permit, is licensed, bonded, and insured, and getting the appropriate inspections. If before they start putting everything back together, there's still indications of mold, I would challenge them. And I would say, why don't we bring a mold eradication specialist in here and knock all this out, or get it completely and totally encapsulated so it has absolutely no, this, what we're dealing with now, has no chance of restarting. And then we've got it in a controllable situation. I hope that helps, Miss Patty. Good luck. I almost got on a soapbox there.
Easy, boy.
Man, oh, man.
Y'all had mentioned the home maintenance calendar, and we had some people write in. It is a physical print calendar with paper. So if you want it, you have to let us know the address you would like us to mail it to. We had some people say, yeah, I want a calendar, and not given a mailing address. So you can, if you want the digital one right now, you can just go download it per month off of our website.
Oh,
if you only want it digital. But if you want the whole thing in paper, you just need to let us know where to mail it. And a lot of our certified partners will hand them out when they leave estimates. The guys that have showroom locations will have a stack on their countertop at their showroom, so you can look up. We've got little icons in our certified partner that indicate if they're a service contractor and if they have a showroom and if they have a retail location. Those showroom and retail locations, if there's one in your area, you can just walk in there and grab one off the countertop.
All right. There you go. One more thing we do to try and earn your respect in becoming your best friend goes back to the first thing, the first piece of wisdom ever given to me about this show 33 years ago was by my wife. When I walked out the front door to do the very first broadcast, she said, Rosie, if you don't know, just say you don't know. Don't be everybody's expert. Be everybody's best friend. And that's been our goal from the very first broadcast.
And we're looking for a few contractors that are looking to add to the list. We had a request for a landscaper in Casa Grande. We don't currently have somebody that works in that area.
And if you're a small mason or a concrete guy interested in doing smaller jobs, I can give you a lifetime of work. I can give you or siding. If you do any siding, aluminum siding, hardy board siding, vinyl siding, if you do any siding and you can make it through our screening process, I can keep you busy for your natural born life.
Masonry and concrete are hard. And in fact, we've even talked about starting our own specialty trade just because we haven't been able to find somebody to fill that void. But right now it would deter from all of our other priorities that we do every week, and it would affect how fast we're able to get our follow-up to our listeners that write in constantly, and all the other items that we do in creating this broadcast, our website, our videos. But it small concrete and masonry, if you can take small jobs and bang them out, like Rosie said, and been in business for 5 years, let's talk.
Let's talk.